This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm pleased to be with you again. This week we had a substitute, last week we had a substitute program, and because I was sick, I've had bronchitis, and my throat was very sore, and I was spent the whole week coughing, it seems. So this is really an attempt to see if I can get through a show. And if you hear some strange gaps in some rather odd editing, you'll know it's because I'm making myself, I'm editing my coughing out of the show. But we're going to play some bluegrass music, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to start with that opening tune was Back Porch Bluegrass, recorded in 1976, with Colleen Trenwith on the fiddle, myself on banjo, Alan James on bass, and Colin Watson on guitar, and served as the opening title for this show for many years. Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm going to play you one of my favourites now from Del McCurry and the Dixie Pals from way back in 1973, High on a Mountain. It's a lovely song, this one.
Well, I looked at the valleys down below. They were green just as far as I could see. As my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the day that used to be. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. On a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown. I wonder if you ever think of me, or if time has blotted out your memory. As I listen to the breeze whisper gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. On a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown.
Oh, that's just a lovely song, and he does it so well. It's a classic version, understated yet passionate. You know, I'm not quite sure how those two words work together in the same sentence, but I just really love the way they do that song. I do believe that was Dick Staver playing the mandolin too. What a lovely mandolin break that was. Oh, let's hear another great band, the Nashville Bluegrass Band. This is from the album Waiting for the Hard Times to Go, and I'm going to play that title track. Alan O'Brien, vocal and banjo, Patty and Wright, vocal and guitar, Gene LeBeer, vocal and bass, Stuart Duncan on vocal and fiddle, and Roland White on vocal and mandolin. And Jerry Douglas plays a little bit of dobro here and there on the album. And this came out in 1993, this album, Waiting for the Hard Times to Go. Let's have a listen to it.
My name, it don't matter, you don't know me no how, but I wish you would listen to what I'm saying now. I need someone to talk to, but I want you to know I ain't putting you down, but I don't like this town. Just waiting for the hard times to go. I came here from Fresno, and that is my home. If I ever get back there, I won't feel so alone. I came looking for work here just a few weeks ago. Now my spirit is beat from walking these streets, just waiting for the hard times to go. Thank you. home's as far now as the earth is from Mars. Everywhere that I look here, I see buildings and cars. I want to hear the birds singing, I want to feel the breeze blow, but I know that can't be, I just can't be free. I'm waiting for the hard times to go. Sometimes I wonder about the workings of life. Can a man make a living for his kids and his wife without leaving his hometown for a strange place to go, where he can't save a cent and his whole life is spent waiting for the hard times to go?
That's a great performance of an interesting song, interesting timing, the phrasing and everything, and they really capture it beautifully, don't they? Waiting for the hard times to go. That was the Nashville Bluegrass Band. Time for a fiddle tune, and no one better than Bobby Hicks to play a classic here. He's got Mark Fain on bass, Rob McCoury on banjo, Brian Sutton on guitar, Ronnie McCoury on mandolin. This was recorded in 1998. It's Bobby Hicks, but the traditional fiddle tune, Katie Hill. Let's hear it. Bobby Hicks with the tune Katie Hill, and you can see why Bill Monroe really loved him as his bluegrass fiddler and why he toured with Ricky Skaggs for a couple of decades, because Ricky really appreciated the way that Bobby Hicks played fiddle. And I can remember when 1995, I think it was, when Ricky Skaggs toured New Zealand and Bobby Hicks came to our place out here in Hamilton, and because my wife Colleen was a fiddle player and we'd made contact, we'd met before, and he came and they spent the afternoon jam sessioning, and then we went to the concert and thoroughly enjoyed the concert. I tell you, it was such a good concert, and we loved it. Love the music of Ricky Skaggs, but having Bobby Hicks play fiddle, and I'm very proud of the photo that I've got sitting up at home with us, with a Bobby Hicks and Ricky Skaggs smiling at the camera, and it was lots of good memories here, I tell you. Well, my good friend Barry Patterson has digitised all the albums, all the LPs that he wanted, and he said to me, "Here you are, you can have this box of LPs," and it's sort of like a treasure chest, really, because many of the LPs he collected were ones that I was familiar with. There were lots there, though, that I wished I had bought at the time, but because I had a limited budget, they sort of got missed out. And so bit by bit, we're working through Baz's LPs on this show. And I'm going to play some tracks from one of them now, and then there's going to be another one a little bit later in the show. This is a band called the Shenandoah Cut-Ups. This is recorded on Rebel. And always like the music of Don Reno, Red Smiley, and the Tennessee Cut-Ups. And the Shenandoah Cut-Ups sort of grew out of that because one of the mainstays of the group is John Palmer on bass. They got Herschel Sizemore on mandolin, Wes Golding, a very young-looking Wes Golding, on guitar, the legendary Tom McKinney on banjo. He's a fine player, but he's the man who also invented and designed and sold the McKinney banjo and guitar capos, which are the best you can get, and Tater Tate on fiddle, a lovely, lovely fiddle player, and he ended up playing fiddle for Munro. He also played bass, and these guys are legends and stalwarts in the bluegrass field, and this album is still just called the Shenandoah Cut-Ups, and we're going to hear a song called Lonesome River, and let's see if we can get it up on the record player here.
I met a girl in West Virginia. She treated me just like a king. I courted her and learned to love her. Be ready to be married in the spring. Lonesome River, just keep on rolling, keep on rolling down to the sea. Like a wildfire, you are destructive. No matter where your path may be, I took a girl back to the city where the light shine down so bright. Her love for me was then forgotten, like a storm on a rainy night. Lonesome River, just keep on rolling, keep on rolling down to the sea. Like a wildfire, you are destructive, no matter where your path may be. Keep on rolling down to the sea.
like the wildfire, you are destructive. No matter where your path may be, no matter where your path may be.
Oh, great bluegrass. I really just love the sort of traditional sound, I guess you'd call it, of bluegrass music, and they just put it together beautifully. Thanks very much for that, Baz. Really appreciate it. The Shenandoah Cut-Ups. We might hear them a little bit later in the program. Someone else whose music I've always enjoyed, Cliff Waldron. I first heard of him playing with Bill Emerson, and Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron, and the New Shades of Grass, greatly influenced my own tastes in bluegrass music, and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded several of their songs and their versions, and then Cliff disappeared from the scene for a while, re-emerged in the 1990s, and this is from 1998, an album called Seasons Past, and Cliff plays rhythm guitar, does the lead vocal, got a captivating voice. Matt Levine on dobro, Nevin Lambert on mandolin and tenor vocals, Billy Wheeler on banjo, Steve Spence on acoustic bass and the baritone vocals, and Pat White plays the fiddle. And he still sounds like Cliff Waldron, and that's what I like about it. This is a song called Only a Memory Away.
I remember the smell of a coal burning fire as I walked on my way to the school. Down the railroad tracks where the houses turned black from the trains that came rolling on through. From the trains that came rolling on through. We all write our names on the cars of the train like a message in a bottle, it seems. Used to think that those trains carried my name far away where it waited for me. Far away where it waited for me. Now the winters come and go as spring melts the snow, and the flowers will bloom but they'll fade. I'll look back again to those places I've been, where the past is a bright sunny day. It's only a memory away. I'd lie awake at night by the cold firelight. I can hear that old train whistle scream. Heard the cars on the rail as she rode that gypsy trail, like a smoke cloud it rolled through my dream. In memory it seems so clear to me. Now the winters come and go as spring melts the snow, and the flowers will bloom but they'll fade. I'll look back again to those places I've been, where the past is a bright sunny day. It's only a memory away. Now the winters come and go as spring melts the snow, and the flowers will bloom but they'll fade. I'll look back again to those places I've been, where the past is a bright sunny day. It's only a memory away.
Oh, just great. Just lovely. Only a Memory Away. That was Cliff Waldron and the New Shades of Grass. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I have a very gravelly throat, as I had a real bout with bronchitis last week, and spent most of the week coughing, it seemed. But I feel a bit better and thought I could attempt a live show, so to speak, for you this week. When I can't make a show, I always pull one out of the archives, which I hope you appreciate the fact that I can't always get into the studio to do a live show for a variety of reasons. But that was a good enough reason you wouldn't have wanted to hear me last week, I tell you. So far, the show has taken three strepsils to get this far. That's throat lozenges, and we're doing all right. The show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. This show, the music is based around my collection of bluegrass music, which I've amassed since the 1960s. I've got lots of LPs and lots of CDs, and I sit in the studio here playing them and enjoying the music and hoping that you're enjoying it along with me. And I'm delighted that Free FM allowed me to just do that. Every now and then I get a treasure like the albums from Baz, which introduce a little bit of new music to the show. But meanwhile, I just sort of pick things out and think, oh, they might like this, and this sounds a bit different. And you get to hear some things for a second time, even a third time if I really like it. And some things I think, right, won't need to play that again. But that's the way it goes. Big hello to all the people living on the Access, listening on the Access radio stations. You can tell my brain isn't quite working either. Throughout New Zealand and throughout Canada, delighted to have you listening in on radio with us. And we'll talk about the people who are getting it as a podcast just a little bit later. But in the meantime, we might listen to the Allen Brothers. The notes in the album say, Dolly Parton composed this song about the inevitability of a separation, but the resigned heartbreak in the singing of Harley, Greg and Roddy, the sons of bluegrass legend Red Allen, give this version a sense of understated yet complete sadness. I would never have said all that, and they did it very beautifully with the notes to this album. The Allen Brothers sing bluegrass harmony in the tradition of all the brother acts that have preceded them, smoothly, seamlessly, as though one voice were responsible for all the part, and one heart bore all the sorrow. Gosh, that's amazing stuff to write. But I support what they say about the brother acts. I really enjoy playing music with my two of my sons in particular, who sing together, and they just sound great because they're brothers, and their phrasing and their approach to the music is just really good fun. So I sort of really like the brother groups like the Allen Brothers, and let's listen to this country song from them, a Dolly Parton song. It's called When Someone Wants to Leave.
Well, when you love somebody with all your heart and soul, and you want to keep them with you, but you know they want to go, what do you do? What do you say? When you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay. And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't care at all and the other cares too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. I love you, but I know you don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave. But how do I stand aside and just let you walk away? But I know you want to leave as bad as I want you to stay. And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't love at all and the other loves too much. It's a sad situation, I must say. when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. When you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay.
Oh, yeah, makes a great song, doesn't it? It's good to get some of these country songs and converting them into bluegrass. They always sound good. Well, right now we've got another treasure coming up from Baz's collection, and that's a band called Spectrum. And the first album that they did was called Opening Roll. And that's quite a neat name for an album. And I never had any albums of this group. I would have very much liked to have had one at the time, but it wasn't to happen. But Spectrum, fairly short-lived group, because everyone in the band sort of got drawn away on other projects, really. And I think they had a life of about 3 years, 1980 to 1983. This album was recorded late 1980. And the lineup is Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, Baylor Fleck on banjo, Glenn Lawson on guitar, and Mark Schatz on bass. They're wonderful musicians, and they all ended up just going into different bands, really. But they, for the short time together, they did some excellent music. And this album has got some great songs, which you may hear through the months to come. But I'm going to play two for you right now. Are You Waiting Just For Me is an Ernest Tubb song, and then one called Lonesome Town, written by a man called B. Knight. It could be a woman called B. Knight. Let's hear what Spectrum sounded like.
Burning deep down in my chest, I know you promised that you would be faithful, but tell me, honey, have you stood the test? Are you waiting just for me, my darling, while I'm far across the deep blue sea? Or have you found someone else, my darling? Please tell me, are you waiting just for me? You have always been so true and kind, but somehow my spirit keeps on sinking lower, or fearing that a new love you might find. Are you waiting just for me, my darling, while I'm far across the deep blue sea? Or have you found someone else, my darling? Please tell me, are you waiting just for me? That makes me write this letter to you, dear. But right now, I just can't sleep at night, my darling, for losing your love is my greatest fear. Are you waiting just for me, my darling, while I'm far across the deep blue sea? Or have you found someone else, my darling? Please tell me, are you waiting just for me?
They call it lonesome. a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays. Lonesome town, I can learn to forget.
Some great vocal work, don't they? That's the band Spectrum from 1980. Now that comes to you courtesy of Barry Patterson, who gave me his LPs. Oh, I'm delighted with that. Ah, time for a banjo tune, and none better than Craig Smith. Here he is playing Clinch Mountain Backstep while I'm sitting at home, unable to do much else apart from cough, and I have my banjo and my dobro nearby, and I pull up the instruments and play through tunes. And if it's got the capo on second fret, I always play a little version of the Clinch Mountain Backstep. So let's see if Craig Smith does it better than I do. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that.
Thank you.
a version of that. What a version of Clinch Mountain Backstep that was with Craig Smith. Beautiful, clear note sounding. Oh, that just sounded great. A little better than I do, and I have to admit that. Ah, I knew you wouldn't mind me saying that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I've recovered from my bronchitis enough to do a show live in the studio. I think I'm on my fifth strepsil now, and I'm getting through the talking bits, but we're getting there. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. I ought to get a chemist's shop to sponsor me so they can supply me with throat lozenges. But Shearer's Music Works do a great job of supporting the musicians all around Hamilton and the general Waikato district. Great range of new instruments available. Lots of good advice, all the accessories you could want. I'm delighted that Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Too much talking, I'm starting to need to cough now, so let's listen to a bit more music. The song that I've got next online is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and we always looked for songs that were entertaining because we always had an audience that we felt we had to entertain. And from way back in the earliest days, when you were first listening to bluegrass music, we had an album from Deanne and the Greenbrier Boys, and they had a song on there called Sally Let Your Bangs Hang Down, and we thought we could do that. So that was one of the very first songs that we recorded. It was always a big hit with our audiences. We got lots of laughs, and there was a certain amount of clowning around on stage, which you don't get on an album. But we had fun with that song, and then we sort of left it behind and progressed a bit further. And when we were playing music in Australia with the Bluegrass Band and touring, we realised that we needed another song that was very entertaining. So we revitalised Sally Let Your Bangs Hang Down, or Sally as we just called the song. And when we came back from Australia, we recorded an album of some of the songs that we'd been doing. And Sally made its way onto the album for you. This is Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, myself on banjo, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, Miles Ray on bass, and Alan Rhodes on guitar. And this is the version of Sally Let Your Bangs Hang Down that we did in 1973, and I hope you enjoy it.
Old Kentucky, always happy and go lucky. Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally, she can please them. She loves them and she leaves them. Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally calls me her man. She's getting all she can. Sally, let your bangs hang down. I'll find out what Sally's got that makes the man think she's so hot. Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally'll have to be confessing that she tries to keep from guessing. Sally, let your bangs hang down.
Now she calls me a honey bunny just to make me spend my money.
Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally calls me her man. She's getting all she can. Sally, let your bangs hang down. I'll find out what Sally's got that makes the man think she's so hot. Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally, let your bangs hang down.
Also, Sally changed her clothes. She was in a perfect pose.
Sally, let your bangs hang down. Sally calls me her man. She's getting all she can. Sally, let your bangs hang down.
I'll find out what Sally's got that makes the man think she's so hot.
Sally, let your bangs hang down.
Thank you.
she caught him a peeking in.
From what I saw, I'll be back again. Yeah.
Sally, let your bangs hang down. Now we know what Sally's got that makes her man think she's so hot. Sally, let your bangs hang down.
Oh, well, that was a lot of fun. A lot of fun listening to it. I haven't heard that song for a long time, and we obviously did have a lot of fun playing it for you. Let's hear from the Nashville Bluegrass Band now from their album Waiting for the Hard Times to Go. This one's called Waltzing for Dreamers. Sounds like this.
Waltzing's for dreamers and the losers in love. They say love's for gamblers and the pendulum swings. I bet hard on love, I lost everything. Don't send me home now, put a shot in my arm. We'll drink to old memories, we'll drink in the dawn. Mr. Band Leader, won't you play one more time for this good folding money in this pocket of mine. Waltzing's for dreamers and the losers in love. One step for sighing, two steps for crying. Waltzing's for dreamers and the losers in love.
Well, I'm not entirely sure that I agree with the fact that waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love, but I think waltzing's quite a good activity, really, but they make a nice song of it, don't they? That was the Nashville Bluegrass Band. We're going to hear Cliff Waldron again now with his band, The New Shades of Grass, from the album Seasons Past. It's a song called One More River.
Troubles and trials in my little lifespan. When I'm standing alone and a battle gets hot, I always do the best I can. Must have crossed a million valleys and I shed a million tears. When I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I have no fear.
One more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Talking about me since I walked this narrow way.
this is just another valley. I came through it when I prayed. I climbed a lot of high mountains and across a lot of streams. When I see old Jordan cold and dark, that'll be the last for me.
One more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, hold to his nail-scarred hand, hold to his nail-scarred hand. One more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, hold to his nail-scarred hand, hold to his nail-scarred hand, hold him to his nail-scarred hand.
Oh, he does a great job with the gospel songs, doesn't he? That was Cliff Waldron, One More River to Cross. I've got another gospel song lined up from the Shenandoah Cut-Ups that I really want to play for you. It's one called The Gospel Train. We've got it on the LP, on the all lined up on the record player, and it sounds like this.
I hear the car wheels rumbling and rolling through the land. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many a more. No signal for another train to follow on the line. Oh, sinner, you're forever lost if once you're left behind. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many a more. Standing at the station, I'm waiting at the line. Oh, sinner, you're forever lost if once you're left behind. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many more. Get on board, little children, get on board, little children, get on board, little children, there's room for many more.
Oh, lots of energy in there. Lovely, sparkling banjo of Tom McKinney there. That's a bit of a revelation to me. He really plays loud and clear, doesn't he? And does a fine job. Enjoyed listening to those albums, Baz. Thanks very much. We've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another season. Hope you've enjoyed the music that I've played. Sorry about the croaky voice, but I assure you it'll get better in time. We'll take it out with Alan Shelton playing Sourwood Mountain. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next time too. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.